Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Okay, good morning, Carl.
I guess that's us commencing.
Yeah, Linda, Carl,
it's
Bob.
Quite a commencing song.
I mean, Aaron, Elizabeth, and Bob.
The other Bob.
If we don't sound familiar to you, there's no one sitting in the studio right now that is usually sitting in the studio
on a
Friday morning.
Yeah, but wait a second. We don't sound familiar to them.
They're not listening on Sunday morning.
Exactly.
Okay,
shame on you.
That's not entirely true. I usually do sit in the studio on Friday morning, but I usually vacate the chair at 7 o'clock in favor of Bad Bob. Not the case today.
Bad Bob sleeping in.
Are you good, Bob?
I'm just Bob.
You're just
Bob.
Yes. Are we still waiting for good Bob?
I'm just Bob.
There is no
kinda
good Bob.
Kind of reminds me of a movie, but it was kind of icky, so I won't mention it.
So, good morning. You are listening to KCNR 1460, Shasta Redding, the home of Free Fire Media, with your pretend hosts, Elizabeth Woodward, Aaron Ryan, and Bob Martin. We normally host We the People Radio every Sunday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. And today we're sitting in for Carl and Linda, and I believe they're in Colorado. Do you know where they are, Bob?
Back
no, we're going to talk about the fact that I need a vacation.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah, and you too.
Yeah.
Hard at work fighting big government in California.
Yeah, or just watching it roll on.
Mm-hmm.
It's like standing on the beach and just watching the waves come in.
Yeah. Hey, so the convention last night, the Republican National Convention, I kind of tuned in to watch Clint Eastwood, Marco Rubio, and Mitt Romney, and kind of interesting because if you can tune out all of your distractions and just really focus on their expressions, the emotion that comes out of what they're saying and how they're saying it, you can really pick up a lot of cues. And I'm looking forward to watching the Democratic National Convention and just comparing the two. It occurs to me that the differences aren't just philosophical, but they're very cultural. Because I suspect that the people speaking on behalf of President Obama will have slightly different principles and values.
Yeah, and you know the thing I was wondering? What do they wear? Because I've never really watched the convention on TV. I mean, like, you know, when we were kids, when it was time for this sort of stuff, and, you know, you only had one TV in the house, it was like, oh, kill me now.
Yeah, and it was on all three stations.
I just turned 51. I guess I'm over it now.
Yeah.
It's taken me all this time.
Yeah.
But I never really cared because, I don't know, I never really knew who the people were. I wasn't I don't know, plugged into the issues at that level. But this year I know people who were there.
Yeah, and considering the fact that our economy is on a cliff ready to take a dive into the ocean, I think it's really important to tune in. And
know that President Obama saved us from the cliff.
I think he pushed us a little closer. Hey, so if you want to tune into stuff like that, go to C-SPAN because I know that a lot of the mainstream networks were picking and choosing what they showed. You would never get the whole story. So if you just go to C-SPAN, you can watch the thing live.
Yeah, because I taped a bunch of it. I've been watching everything on like 1 or 2 day delay.
Yeah,
and I did catch Cruz. Guy from Texas? So
yeah, Ted Cruz.
Ted, thank you. I knew it was an easy name. But it is 7:10 in the morning, which isn't a time I choose to actually be out in public and all
that. Yeah, we're
not
usually.
No, it's not, but
here.
It is time to take a report from Wells Fargo. It's time for the Wells Fargo March.
That's right. We're counting on...
We have more breaks today.
Yeah,
thanks, Bob.
We're counting on you, Bob.
A little busier than Sunday mornings
we
around
here. We are so sorry. We're in Sunday morning mode.
Anyway, Kathy Lathrop Cummings from Wells Fargo joins us now. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is positive 20 points at 13,021. The S&P 500 is negative fractionally at 1399, and the NASDAQ is negative 7 at 3041. Active stocks today include Bank of America down 1 penny at $7.90, and AT&T down 2 cents at $36.67. Stocks of local interest, Tri-County's Bank is down 10 cents at $15.27, and Bank of Commerce is up 3 cents at $4.25. 4.25%. Turning to the bond market, we are finding higher prices there this morning, which has brought the 30-year Treasury yield down to 2.72%. In the commodity markets, gold is up $6.80 at $16.6390. Silver is up 31 cents at $30.76, and crude oil up $1.55 at $96.17. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Redding office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
All right. Thank you, Kathy. We'll check back with you again in an hour.
Bye, Kathy.
And again, we welcome Aaron and Elizabeth, the We the People hosts, joining us on Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott this morning. You'll notice they giggle off mic a lot.
Yeah, but sorry.
Is that giggle on mic?
or on mic, yes.
We try not to have too much fun, but no guarantees.
Anyway, we'll be back after this at AM 1460 KCNR.
Let's roll, America. There's a job to be done. Let's roll, America. There's a battle.
Monday is the big Crown Motors Labor Day Sellathon at the Redding Convention Center. Every vehicle is discounted for this sale. This is your chance to save on new cars, save on new trucks, save on quality pre-owned cars and trucks. Ford, Dodge, Honda, Nissan, all discounted for this sale. Bankers on duty, trade-ins welcome, low financing, rebates, huge price reductions. The big Crown Motors Labor Day Sellathon. The savings are huge at the Redding Convention Center through this Monday.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are founders Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
I'm called the Guru, and I'm going to teach you how to flow life's energy through your chakras so you can view the world through your third eye.
Flow freely through my what? Hate to break it to you, Mr. Guru, sir, but I've only got two eyes. Hey, Papa Bear, how's the dancing coming?
Ooh, these guys sure know how to have fun.
I know we're trying to find our inner bear and all so we can make Black Bear Diner the best it can be for our customers. But
remember, guys, the journey to enlightenment flows along a path in and out of the surrounding world.
Do you have any idea what this guy's talking about, Papa Bear?
Not really. Do you?
Nope. All I can think about is enjoying a Bigfoot chicken fried steak with mashed potatoes smothered in country gravy.
Yeah, or huge Hungry Man steak and eggs breakfast. It's served all day.
Let's go give our inner bear something to chew on.
Good old-fashioned family food, Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
This is Etkay Blue at KCNR 1460 AM, inviting you to listen to our show, Bold Truth with Etkay Blue and Wampus, on Fridays from 10 to 11 AM, where we explore and expose what is and what isn't the bold truth. Please join us on our quest for the truth. It will change the way you think and what you believe.
The Bold Truth, Fridays on KCNR 1460 AM.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR 1460 .com.
Hey, we're back. You are listening to KCNR 1460. Free Fire Media with Aaron Ryan, Elizabeth Woodward, and Bob Martin, formerly or usually of We the People Radio on Sunday mornings. So if you think you're turning into Sunday morning, you're not.
It might be formerly after this show is over.
Hey, so that was the song they played at the convention last night after Mitt Romney finished his speech.
It was?
Yeah.
I was just going to ask you if this is the music that they normally have in the morning.
Hey, I have a question. Are the cameras on us today, Bob? Because we were just dancing.
Oh, no, the cameras have been disabled.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
They did that because they knew we were coming in?
No, they've actually been disabled for some time, thank God.
Okay. It's just no fun to do things when you know people are watching.
You know what? I wouldn't even remember. I kind of forget they're up there.
Yeah, well,
that's probably the idea.
We
huh?
were rocking out here for just a second. I thought, oops, maybe we shouldn't be doing that.
Just a second. That's all we have.
No, that's...
We're old. We can only rock out for a second or we'd be all sweaty and tired.
So I would intersperse some of the music we play on Sunday morning throughout the show this morning.
We love it.
Hey, so we got Comrade Ann on the phone. Comrade Ann.
Hi.
Welcome.
Hi. Thank you. Hey, Elizabeth, I just need to clear one thing up.
Please
right
do.
At the get-go. It's not going to be a slight difference between the Democrat convention and the Republican convention.
Oh,
it's
going to
be a whopper.
But I was going to say there's a huge cultural abyss.
What? Yeah, but I do want to say my beloved parents were both Democrats, and if they were alive today, they would be voting for Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan.
Well, I think the Democrats of yesteryear were Democrats of a different party. It's changed a lot, as has the Republican Party. You know, their roots are different from what they are today, too.
Yeah, but we're still more on track than the Democrats. I have to believe that. But what I wanted to say at the close of the convention now our work is cut out for us, and if people want to help, we know we've pretty much got it in the bag. I hate to say that, but in Northern California, especially in Shasta County, we're pretty sure we're going to prevail. But that's not good enough. What we have to be willing to do, whether you're a Tea Party patriot, a Tea Party patriot slash libertarian slash Republican slash Democrat, is we have got to be ready to mobilize and go help other areas that need our help. And I mean places like Nevada. Nevada is actually in play. And
nice.
If anybody's interested in doing anything like that, Republican headquarters are going to be open. It's going to be open next week with regular hours, and I'm sure you can find out all the information you need. Maybe, you know, through the Tea Party as well.
Well, and I'd like to make the point that, you know, folks think that if they don't live in Nevada, they can't do anything about Nevada. But even though you can't vote there, you can make phone calls sitting from your own kitchen to another
uh-huh.
state, because they'll give you a list of names and numbers.
Right.
You can actually travel and go walk precincts. There's nothing to stop you from fighting in another area, even though you can't vote.
That's right.
Except my dad can vote. My dad can vote, and, you know, with the last name Ryan, and, you know, Ryan on the ticket and all that stuff, you know. those votes are not in play. My dad's probably got 19 yard signs by now. He's running out at night, putting them in other people's yards.
As long as he's not stealing the other ones.
I'm not going to out him on that one.
We'll let him
know what my dad's doing.
Yeah, we have to be on our best behavior.
Of course
yes,
we do.
Yes, we do. They
well,
don't,
Fred
but we
and I
do.
Are heading up to the Intermountain Fair this morning, and we have the booth up there, and those people are pretty solid. But I just wanted to give that shout out. Our work has just begun.
It has. And I know that now that Romney has gotten the nomination, I'm pretty sure they're going to pull out all the stops on the battle at this point.
Oh, they've started. And, in fact, my 98-year-old mother-in-law was sitting next to me on the couch last night and said, looked at us and said, well, they're going to, she's referring to the Democrats. She said, all they're going to do between now and November 6th is tell lies. And, you know, she's been around a while. She's 98 and been very involved throughout mm-hmm. her life in politics.
And she knows history.
Yeah, that's what it's going to be, guys. So we've got to be ready to go.
All right.
Thanks, Ann.
Comrade Ann, you have an awesome time at the Intermountain Fair.
Okay.
I hope the weather's nice for you and not a whole lot of smoke.
Yeah.
When we come back.
Okay, you guys. Thanks, and keep up the good
work. Thanks. Bye, Ann.
Thanks, Ann. Drive safe. When we come back, we're going to hear from Senator Doug LaMalfa on the campaign trail. But he's not really on the campaign trail because it's the last day of session. So we're going to get a sneak preview.
He's in Sacramento.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Time is really wasting. There's no guarantee. Smile is in the making. You got to fight the powers that be. Got so many voices.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals and an experienced staff who will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Cassidy's Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more. Where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Saturday to serve you. In Reading, you can find them on Parkview Avenue off Hartnell on the south side of the Raley's parking lot. And in Red Bluff on Antelope Boulevard next to Holiday Market. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
Did you know that 45 million Americans suffer from chronic daily headaches and related pain? Many more suffer from back, knee, shoulder, and other joint pains, and if left untreated, they can often become much bigger problems, even life-threatening ones. The truth is, there is a solution for a vast majority of pain sufferers, and it comes in the form of free information. I'm Dr. Todd Royce of Chiropractic First. You may have heard my radio show on this station, and I would like to offer you this solution totally risk-free. Just call 243-0889 and ask for a copy of my free exclusive report, The Top 5 Most Dangerous Trends Preventing Health and Happiness and What to Do About Them. The information in this report is based on over $8 million in research and has helped thousands in the North State lead healthier, pain-free lives. When you do, you'll have the opportunity to attend our free, no-obligation live seminar covering these topics that more than likely are affecting you and your family today. Call 243-0889, that's 243-0889, and remember, it's risk-free.
This is Mike Huber with Estate Granite and Things. Do you know the status of your granite? Is your granite or engineered stone countertop starting to show a little wear and tear? Let the experts at Estate Granite and Things take care of your countertops and make them look their very best. Our restoration service can bring your granite status back up to new again. Plus, we can advise you on other issues with your countertops, turning ordinary kitchens and baths into a space that you can be proud of. For all your remodeling and restoration needs, Estate Granite and Things. Call us today, 241-STONE or EstateGranite.com.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Love that song.
I do too.
I am a huge CSI fan. I'm all about the science.
What are you, a kid? That's how they know all our music is from movies and TV shows.
I know.
I hate to be the one to tell you, but they canceled CSI Miami. It's not coming back this fall.
That's okay. I have my DVD set. I don't care.
I never saw it.
I never watched TV anyway. I mean, my husband and I
to the phones.
We got rid of our cable like 5 years ago. We had to tell them we were moving overseas because they tried to hook us in and not let us go. I told them we were leaving the country. And
now everyone knows.
Yeah.
Turn Elizabeth in.
So there, Charter Cable.
Hey, so on the phone, Senator LaMalfa, are you in there? Do we have you hostage in our phone?
Just a lot of ads, for crying out loud.
I know.
It's not Sunday morning.
It's not like our usual thing where we clump them all together.
Yeah. We have no control over this one.
Marathon. So, how are you doing?
We're just great.
Like, it's kind of like stoplights,
hey,
isn't it?
Hey, speaking of marathons, how are things in Sacramento?
Radio.
Full disclosure, we would like Sunday morning to be like Friday morning. We're still working on the
Don't hold your breath, Bob.
Yeah, anybody who thinks this is super fun and wants to sponsor us on Sunday morning, please call the station.
Yeah, because we're a barrel of laughs. So,
we
Senator
are.
LaMalfa, speaking of marathons, how are things in Sacramento?
Oh, we were doing so fine until you brought that up.
I like the pregnant pause. That was a nice touch. We like it. We're excited about 2179, though. AB 2179 went
great news.
Went in the dustbin.
That was huge. That was our big trophy for yesterday here. Of course, you're never done until the gavel down for the final time for the year. So that doesn't happen until tonight at midnight, unless we get done early.
And
so,
Senator, for those that
stopping fishing game in its tracks on that, we're the legislature wanted to hand them ultimate powers to be not only the traffic cop, but also the judge, the jury, and the executioner without some kind of due process involving a third party. It was just way over the line.
And, Senator, can you kind of give the folks out there that don't know what this bill is just a little bit of background on it and what how dangerous it could have been?
Certainly. I was leading up to that there with the it would have granted Department of Fish and Game, as I mentioned, so much more authority to, in citing somebody, also being the person you appeal to, whether to decide if you're right or wrong, instead of a lot of times, issues like this will go to the district attorney. At least you have a third party, and possibly sometimes a jury involved, to see if you're guilty or not, or what the level of punishment should be if you are guilty. And so this measure was going to make that all in-house with Department of Fish and Game. And the way things are going with the state of California, just about every state agency out there has a memo to go out and pillage the landscape, trying to get fines or fees or think up new permits out of the people because they can't get tax increases raised around here because some of us are pretty stubborn about giving the government more money until there's more accountability with government. And so they go that route because they sometimes get empowered to go do it themselves. And so when you have an agency, no matter which one it is, that has that self-funding authority to go out and just find people and cite people for things or dream up new permits and jack up the cost of the permit, things like that, it's really, I think, doesn't serve justice very well at all. So we were able to push that one back yesterday, and that was pretty amazing.
And you know,
a lot of bad stuff passed us out of here.
The scary thing about those types of situations is that the way they write these bills, it's so vague that they would leave interpretation up to Fish and Game to determine if, when, and how you committed a violation, whether or not it makes any sense, and whether or not it's legitimate. If they have complete authority to decide what is and what isn't, I mean, you don't stand a chance as a farmer, a rancher, a citizen.
Not much, because it's just up to the whims there. And if they're playing fair that day, well, maybe all right. If they got a real tough edict saying, "Hey, we got to get more money here," then that's something that would be a temptation. And people in state agencies are human, just like everybody else. And subject to the same temptation to push things as well. So, a lot of people do a great job in them, but sometimes you get pretty out of control, and I think there needs to always be checks and balances when you have that, and this would have taken that away. So that's just one bill. There's the other bill still pending to rename Department of Fish and Game to Department of Fish and Wildlife, which is really important that we do things like that. I'm being tongue-in-cheek right now. In the middle of a gigantic budget crisis.
It's awesome.
They're claiming that they can do it for only $414,000 through its renaming and file the new shoulder patches and the new stickers.
Hold that thought. We have a hard news break coming here, and then we'll be right back. It's a quickie. Stoplights here at KCNR, 1460 AM, the home of Free Fire Media.
It's 7:30.
from the Fox Business Network, gains on Wall Street have been more than cut in half after Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke's comments at the Central Bank Symposium in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, tempered hopes for further stimulus from the central bank. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow is up about 20 points. Meanwhile, Facebook is hitting an all-time low today of $18.45. This takes out the prior low of $18.75 on August 20th. The parent company of American Airlines, AMR, and U.S. Airways have reached a non-disclosure agreement. The airlines will exchange proprietary information as they evaluate a possible merger. American Airlines and U.S. Airways are working closely with AMR's bankruptcy creditors. AMR also agreed that during this process, they won't engage in talks with other companies. And Domino's Pizza plans to open 100 new restaurants in India this fiscal year. India is the pizza chain's third biggest market, trailing behind the U.S. and the U.K. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
How do we get a diagnosis?
What are the stages of the disease?
When someone in your life has Alzheimer's, not a day goes by that you don't have questions.
Do we need full-time care?
Are there any new treatments?
So many questions. Where do you start?
How will I pay for this?
Where can I get help?
Alzheimer's.gov, a reliable resource for information about Alzheimer's and related dementias.
What happens next?
Where can I find answers?
Alzheimer's.gov. The answers start here.
Save the date. Monday, September 10th. Discover Health. Join us in this celebration of wellness and preventative health care. The annual Reading Rancheria Health Fair is on September 10th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Everyone is invited to this free event, including school-aged children. Vendors will be located in the event center in the Reading Rancheria Community Center. Come and enjoy this exciting day filled with free health screenings, information on living a healthier life, and much more. All ages welcome. Blood source on site, blood pressure, body fat analysis, body mass index, cholesterol, diabetes pre-screen, hearing, vision, and dental. For details on this free event, log on to WinRiver.com. Check us out on Facebook. Contact Trish Stofers at 530-226-1734 or Jasmine Romero at 530-339-7462. Better yet, head down to Reading Rancheria and Wind River Casino on September 10th and check out yet another great health fair this year. Presented to you by Reading Rancheria Tribal Health Center, Reading Rancheria, and Wind River Casino. It's better on the river.
Through this Monday, it's the big Crown Motors Labor Day Sell-a-thon at the Reading Convention Center. Every vehicle is discounted for this sale. This is your chance to save on new cars, save on new trucks, save on quality pre-owned cars and trucks. Ford, Dodge, Honda, Nissan, all discounted for this sale. Bankers on duty, trade-ins welcome, low financing, rebates, huge price reductions. The big Crown Motors Labor Day Sell-a-thon. The savings are huge at the Reading Convention Center. Through this Monday.
How do your legs make you feel? Would you like to feel comfortable in your own skin again? Don't let varicose veins get in the way of your confidence. Reclaiming the spring in your step is easy with the minimally invasive treatments at MD Imaging. Experience the new non-surgical solutions performed by our board-certified vein specialist in a relaxing environment. MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialist to find out about your options. Feel comfortable and confident in your own skin again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945 for the North State's only comprehensive vein center. Request MD Imaging.
Do you suffer from a magnesium deficiency?
My doctor told me I needed more magnesium, so he recommended I use Magox 400.
You're not alone. Millions of Americans don't get enough magnesium in their daily diet. And magnesium is a critical nutrient that helps you convert carbohydrates, protein, and fat into energy. Doctor-recommended Magox 400 is made with the most concentrated form of magnesium available, and each dose of Magox 400 provides all the magnesium you need each day.
Magox 400's magnificent.
Try Magox 400, the magnificent magnesium supplement.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts Carl and Linda Bott.
Okay, we're back. You are listening to Free Fire Media, 1460 KCNR. Hey, we want to talk to you. Give us a call at 530-605-4567 or join the chat room at KCNR1460.com. It's alive and well, kind of a fun place to be on a Friday morning, heading into a holiday weekend. So we've got Senator Doug LaMalfa hostage on the other line. He was filling us in on some of the marathon activities going on at the state capitol this week, which should wrap up tomorrow night.
And I want to know just one detail, because I heard a little something about it last night. I heard that you had some guys cross the aisle on, well, obviously you had more than some, because the Fish and Game Bill, AB 2179, went down yesterday, 23-11. It's kind of like a ball mm-hmm. game.
Yeah.
I heard that some folks crossed over after you had some discussions with them. Can you tell us any of that?
Oh, well, you know, the floor speech that you make on these issues, you hope it's making a difference and making some sway with some folks. And one of my colleagues from the other side of the aisle came over and told me, you know, look, this what you said about what farmers and ranchers and others struggle with, that you know, anybody in the resource area, timber folks, when what you said, you know, telling me about my floor speech, persuaded him to change his mind on the issue. So
nice.
You know, and mm-hmm. that was pretty cool that someone would come up and tell me that too, because things kind of tend to stay along partisan lines or seem predetermined a lot of times, these votes. So I thought that was pretty cool of my colleague to tell me that. But, you know, that's what we're there trying for. That's what they're fighting for, is trying to make logic prevail and have lay out what it's really like, what's the real world effects of what we do legislatively down here.
Well, and, you know, some of these senators and assemblymen are voting on bills that don't affect their constituents but affect the constituents of others. And, you know, Southern California, Central California, and Northern California, culturally and economically, are three different places. So it was wonderful that you were able to persuade them to understand that their vote could adversely impact the lives of folks in Northern California.
Well, you know, what I wish sometimes is that we could try something a little different. Like, if you're going to advance a bill and pass it through the legislature and get the governor's signature, that maybe for the first 2 years it only affects your district, right? So when Senator Liu passes the bill banning the use of hounds in hunting,
mm-hmm.
hunting bear, bobcat, why don't you just have that apply to Torrance, California, okay? Or to, you know, West L.A. or wherever it is you live, and just let it affect your district for about 2 years or 4 years instead of the whole state, and then see how your constituents feel about that before you cram it down the throats of everybody else. We fought that one really hard, and we didn't get the traction we needed on that. It was a close call. We had several Democrats pull off or vote no against that hound dog bill, but they ultimately were able to get it put out, and so it's on its way to the governor. If somebody wants something to call the governor about, there's one issue. So, probably a lot of your listeners don't use hounds in hunting, but I look at this thing as a freedom issue. I look at it as one of those incremental steps towards ultimate hunting rights and ultimate Second Amendment rights. And so, because I've watched plenty of it around here as it is, they work incrementally, a little bit at a time, while you're not really noticing. If you're, you know, a person who doesn't partake of that, like, oh, well, it's not a big deal. I don't do that. But pretty soon they're knocking on your door.
Well, what do you think is going to be the hot one today?
They're trying to change the workers' comp system again, and they're hurrying and doing it at the very end. So it's a very complex bill that's coming up on that. Nobody really knows what it's going to look like by the time they put it in front of us. They're going to have a conference committee working on that today. There's a pension plan that is supposed to be voted on today. These are gigantic things that are all coming down to the last day. The pension reform is very badly needed at the California state level, and whatever we do, we want it to be thoughtful and effective in what it comes out. You know, you want to be fair to the pensioners, but you also want to have a plan that will work long term and not ultimately fail, say, 25 or 30 years from now, because, you know, the numbers aren't working on their optimistic projections of income into these pension systems and what they're able to pay out. So, I mean, if you don't want a system that's broken, but I think politically there's a big drive to get something done for the election so that the governor and others can say, hey, look, we did this about pensions. We fixed pensions. And so I'm afraid what it'll come down to is just some low-hanging fruit, some easy fixes to some minor parts of the pension system. Mm. You know, I mean, we'll probably take what we can get if it, as long as it works, but I'm not optimistic it's going to be the sweeping changes that are really going to, you know, move the needle much and affect the numbers long-term. So we'll see how it plays out. So the workers' comp insurance is out there. Who knows how that looks by 6 p.m. tonight. There's several tax measures that are trying to cram down our throats here, that the car tax, some of those issues are expiring there. Some people are actually going to get a discount on the car registration. Of course, they want to put that back in. And then there's the lumber tax that's hanging out there. That's been sitting on our file. And the floor manager has not taken that issue up yet. The lumber tax is one that would raise the tax on many, many wood products by 1% at the retail level that everybody pays in order to get a couple things. One is liability reform for when a fire starts in the forest, that these guys don't have to bequeath their entire company and inheritance and their firstborn, because the federal government comes in muscling them out of what they have. You know, when a fire starts, yay, maybe somebody's at fault, maybe not. You know, if lightning strikes, but it starts on private land and goes on to federal land, they believe that they can come after you because you didn't manage your private land well enough or something. So at the same time, the game is being played. They don't let you manage your lands because they won't give you a timber harvest plan and all the permits associated. So it's really a bad game.
And we know that the 1% tax will... We know the 1% tax will never stay a 1% tax, and
now once you
and
open
just
that
creates
door.
A little slush fund. Hey, okay, so your call. We have to take a swift break. You want to hang with us? It'll be faster than the last one.
Do you promise?
We totally promise. We'll play some really good music too.
You had a broken stoplight, broken on. Okay, I'll wait.
Listen to KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Be right back.
Promises, promises.
Call from a police agency. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. A patrol cruiser was rear-ended in a collision. The bodywork was completed, but it didn't handle the same as before the collision, and the officers refused to drive it. My inspection revealed the left quarter panel, trunk, and bumper had been replaced, but a buckle in the frame had not been repaired. The buckle made the frame shorter. This caused the rear axle to be off track by 1/2 inch. Causing an unstable condition on curves and turns. Clearly, this was a job for the Mega Liner, available only at Coachmaster, the biggest and most powerful frame liner in Northern California, capable of over 100 tons of combined pulling power. Warning, there is now a well-handling patrol cruiser in Northern California. Just look for the officer with the big smile on his face. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Alliance Heating and Air wants you to be cool and comfortable. We are committed to the highest level of quality and customer services and believe it should not cost you a dollar more for your peace of mind. Alliance Heating and Air offers the absolute best in installation, repair, and maintenance. We're here for your heating and air conditioning emergencies 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Find out more at homecomfort.org. That's homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air, we look forward to serving you at just the right temperature.
At Platinum Auto Glass, we have all your glass needs covered. Whether it's a simple rock chip repair or a windshield replacement, Platinum Auto Glass can take care of you. Locally owned and operated with full mobile service available. If it has wheels and windows, our certified technicians can fix it. We're so sure of our service and quality that we'll match or beat any competitor pricing. Platinum Auto Glass, 229-1799. The best price in town, hands down. Get the Platinum experience.
Pulse Urgent Care has expanded their facility. What does that mean for you when you're ill or injured? It means shorter wait times and more care options. Pulse Urgent Care is conveniently open 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m., so they're available when you need them. Pulse Urgent Care specializes in care for the entire family and accepts Medicare and most major insurance. For more information, call 722-1111 or just walk into the newly expanded Pulse Urgent Care on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
This is Ed K. Blue at KCNR 1460 AM, inviting you to listen to our show, Bold Truth with Ed K. Blue and Wampus, on Fridays from 10 to 11 AM, where we explore and expose what is and what isn't the bold truth. Please join us on our quest for the truth. It will change the way you think and what you believe.
The Bold Truth, Fridays on KCNR 1460 AM.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Don't you know I'm still standing better than I ever did? Looking like a true survivor, feeling like a little kid. And I'm still standing after all this time.
You are listening to KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. You've got Aaron Ryan, Elizabeth Woodward, and Bob Martin sitting in for Carl, Linda, and Bad Bob. Carl and Linda are on a little jaunt to Colorado, and Aaron and I have a show on Sunday mornings, We the People Radio, from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. We encourage you to listen in.
We're talking healthcare this week.
We are going to talk to someone who has read the entire healthcare bill. You don't want to miss that show. So we have Senator Doug LaMalfa, again, hostage on the line, and we promised that that wouldn't take very long, but it did seem like it did. So, Senator, there is a bill that has passed that allows children to have more than two parents. Okay, so
I thought Elton John was a good lead-in for this.
Yeah. So I envision this like three or four-headed monster. So, how many parents can a child have now?
You know,
and do they have?
There's nothing good going to come of this.
And do they have to be human?
Sorry?
Do they have to be human?
Round and round she goes. Where she stops, nobody knows.
Okay? Yeah.
That's all I can say about that legislation. So it came out of the San Francisco legislative mail machine there. So, I don't know why we need this. I don't know why they need to give driver's license to illegal
immigrants. Oh, yeah, there was that one, too.
And there's that
They're
one.
Calling the Dreamers. They have a name now, the Dreamers. Yeah, so
I guess the rest of us are, what are we,
nightmares?
We're the payers. I'm sorry. I got confused. We're the payers.
Or the Sandman, something. I don't know. It's just, it's amazing what goes through here. And there's a certain protocol on how often you speak on bills, you know, I mean, I could be up every, put the microphone every time and talk about every single bill almost. When we get on a roll like this, because it's such bad policy for elections. They're trying to undermine the election process with having same-day registration. That went through.
You know, oh, it did?
Does that sound like a big deal? Well, if you're interested in stopping voter fraud, then you probably don't want people to be able to just walk up to the counter and say, without ID, okay, and say, hey, I'd like to register to vote today, and then your county clerk has to figure out how to deal with all that in the one-month window that after an election that they have to certify it. So it's chaos, really, what's being foisted on the voting public with things like that.
I'm sure they're not. I'm sure the registrar of voters aren't happy. Hey, we need to go to the phone. We have Don from here in Reading has a question for you. See if you guys can hear each other. Go ahead, Don.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you two?
We're great.
Super.
You can hear me?
Of course.
Yes,
loud
yes,
and clear.
Good morning. So I want to make a comment first, and I have a question for Mr. LaMalfa. I watched the Republican convention, and I'm a member of the opposite party of Mr. LaMalfa, but I watched it to try and glean as much as I could from the Republican Party. But I could swear they should have renamed that the National Republican Religious Convention, because every speaker invoked some religious comment, which made it sound like America is a theocracy. And as even Fox News pointed out, Mr. Ryan made maybe five erroneous statements about the president and his various pieces of action during his 4 years. So,
okay, Don, if you
was,
want
all
an
I saw
answer,
was
you're going to have to
spirited and cynical approaches to politics during the time I watched the convention. And I'm going to watch the Democratic convention, of course. I'm going to give the same critique.
So will we.
But I just found it very mean-spirited. And when Ann Romney came on and she said, "Women, we love you," that's pandering.
Okay, hey, Don, we're headed up against a commercial break, so if you have a question, you should probably ask it really
and
fast.
And Mr. LaMalfa, why did you vote for the resolution of Mr. Sergio Garcia, who lives in your district in Durham, so that he could practice law in the state of California? Mr. Garcia went to Durham High Schools with honors. He graduated from law school in Chico State, in Chico. And you know there's a vast amount of Hispanic voters and residents in your district, and I believe you voted against that resolution to allow him to practice law and support himself and his family.
Okay, Don, thanks for calling, and we're going to get to the answer here because we've got
go
to
ahead.
Cram in one more commercial. I'm sorry. I'm happy to say there are advertisers. Can you, unfortunately, can we hold you hostage for two more minutes?
Thanks.
Okay,
we'll do that.
Okay. So that resolution says that people that don't have proper documentation or immigration papers or citizenship, that they wanted to grant the status to be able to take the bar and be a practicing attorney in the state of California. Well, I guess I just have an issue with people that are not here legally or have their immigration status proper, that they go ahead and are going to be working in our court system upholding the law of California.
Well, they've broken it?
We've had, if you're an illegal immigrant or have an immigration status that isn't clear, then why do we continue to confer privileges of people that have not finished that process or maybe outright breaking immigration laws in California? So I just felt like, I was sworn in to uphold the Constitution of the state of California. And until they erase the borders, I will continue to do that on that kind of immigration status.
Great, thanks.
As far as the convention, I haven't seen much of the convention because we've been at work. So, but if people in the Republican convention actually uphold one nation under God, and at the Democrat convention they want to worship a tree, then that's fine. So
that's
ahead.
The beauty of two parties.
Yep, we always have choices.
And honestly, if the Republican Party is pandering to women, I would rather they pander to us than ignore us.
Yeah, and I guess I don't know how recognizing people is pandering, but that's
but again,
that's
beauty,
another issue.
The beauty of different opinions.
Okay, hang with us. We've got to take a really swift break here. Thank our advertisers. We'll be right back with you in 2 minutes here at KCNR 1460 AM, the home of Free Fire Media. I almost said We the People.
Well, it's the home of We the People, too.
It's the home of We the People.
Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. If you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Through this Monday is the big Crown Motors Labor Day Sell-A-Thon at the Redding Convention Center. Every vehicle is discounted for this sale. This is your chance to save on new cars, save on new trucks, save on quality pre-owned cars and trucks. Ford, Dodge, Honda, Nissan, all discounted for this sale. Bankers on duty, trade-ins welcome, low financing, rebates, huge price reductions. The big Crown Motors Labor Day Sell-A-Thon. The savings are huge at the Redding Convention Center. Through this Monday.
Hi there, I'm Kurt Taylor, owner of GM Specialty. We are an auto repair shop with over 20 years of experience specializing in the repair and maintenance of Cadillacs, Pontiacs, Buicks, Chevrolets, GMCs, Hummers, and Saturns. Have you found any of your instrument gauges sticking? or does your instrument cluster have other problems on your 03 to 06 GMC or Chevy truck? If so, come see us, and we will rebuild your instrument cluster, which comes with a 2-year parts and labor guarantee, all for $150 out the door. Dealerships will charge you over double this cost, and we can rebuild them the same day or even if you want to wait. Get honest, quality services for your GM vehicles at a fraction of dealer prices. GM Specialty is located in Reading at 2635 Hartnell Avenue, just east of the Holiday Market. So give me a call, Kirk Taylor, and let's set your appointment today. 223-5311. That's 223-5311, your dealership alternative.
For over 27 years, Mike's Music and Sound is your back-to-school music headquarters. Mike's Music and Sound is everything you or your little one needs for the school year, like the best deals on instrument rentals and all the music books they need for school. They even do repairs and tune-ups on your instruments to get them in the best playing condition for the school year. Have an older musician you're shopping for? Mike's has great deals on Peavey, BC Rich, and Alvarez. They also have amazing deals on quality used gear, all checked out, tested, and ready to play. Mike's Music and Sound, 724 Cypress, 243-3774, your back-to-school music headquarters.
Join North Valley Standdown for the first annual golf tournament on Saturday, September 8, 2012 at Allen's Golf Course. Player fees are $50, hole sponsors $100, and major sponsors for $275. All proceeds are going to go to the North Valley Standdown Association, which helps those veterans that are down on their luck. Give Bill Brashears a call at 530-365-4932 for more information. That's 530-365-4932. Join us this year. Help a veteran that needs your help.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Tell me lies, tell me sweet little lies. Tell me lies, tell me lies. Oh, no, no, you can't deny.
We're back. Again. Hey, so.
Uh-oh. Someone else isn't back. That was Ruth. I think she got disconnected.
No, I fear that might have actually been Doug.
So I'm not done with this three parent.
Is anyone
thing.
On the phone?
Oh.
Nope.
That
we
was.
Have officially disconnected everyone.
Thank
you so much for calling.
Hey,
everyone.
So I want to talk about this three parent thing again.
You're dogged. What the heck?
Okay, so I'm just
some decaf.
I just want to play this out. So if you're a teacher and you have to notify the parents that your child is in detention or the principal's office,
yeah.
You have to notify three, or is it wide open for there to be more? I mean, did they limit this new parent thing to three parents?
I don't know. We need more information.
Can you have four or five? You know?
I don't know. We have another legislator calling in next hour, so he'll be able to tell us some more.
I'd like to know. I mean, I'm just curious.
Bob,
because
what's happening in the phone?
Most things are wide open.
They were both gone. They're both back.
Yeah.
Right on.
So
okay,
Ruth Angel, you've got a question for Doug LaMalfa.
I do. Good morning, girls. Love hearing
good
you.
Good morning.
Love what you do in this community and bringing attention to a lot of the political issues that need brought attention to.
Thank you.
And my question for Doug is, I understand that we are two Senate seats away from a majority of Democrats, and I wanted to get his thoughts on how that's going to affect him and those of us in California that don't agree with Democratic politics, and also get some feedback on Assembly Bill 1081. And I'll take my answers off the air.
Thanks, Ruth.
Thank you.
Okay, the question was how many, what's the ratio of the Senate in California?
She was talking about the fact that we're two Senate seats away from a Democratic majority.
Yeah, that's a... Well, pretty have a majority. She's talking about the two-thirds majority that would happen, which means
right.
that if one party has, or one group of people that thinks alike has a two-thirds majority in either house or both houses, they could pass any measure they want, which with the state budget now not being two-thirds anymore, about the only thing left is that there's about two Republicans between the Democrats and any tax increase in the world they would ever want to do. And you see how badly that Jerry wanted to do it when he came in, and all these fees and other taxes are trying to push it down our throats here. So that's what that means. Now, this coming election here with the lines redrawn, there's a couple Republican districts that are kind of in trouble. And so I don't know if the Senate's going to flip this year or not. You know, everybody's working as hard as they can to present their ideas of how California should be run.
Hey, so, Doug, what districts are those?
They're all in Southern California, Shazam, that's
okay.
A big surprise. So it's a Santa Monica one, there's a San Diego one, there's a There actually is one in the Central Valley. It looks like we can hold. There's one in the Inland Empire. It's kind of a tough one. So,
welcome
four,
to the
four or five on the list. So,
welcome to the morning drive time, Senator. Off to the Capitol with you.
Thank you so much for sitting in.
Go and do not pass any more laws. Thank you so much for calling.
Don't run any more ads.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony.
Look at America on track again.
Mitt Romney rallying Republicans in Florida the morning after accepting their nomination.
You listen to the last guy running for president. He laid out what he would do. He was unable to do it.
Fox News Radio's Evan Brown is there live in Lakeland.
Dave, easily a few thousand people showed up at this rural airstrip to see both Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan, often in their campaigns. The pair rallied their gathered supporters from in front of a massive American flag and the new Romney-Ryan campaign aircraft with the logo on the tail and the Believe in America slogan emblazoned along the sides. The campaign is making a hastily scheduled trip to New Orleans, hoping to visit with victims of Hurricane Isaac, Dave.
Now, Evan, the Obama campaign says Romney's leaving out specifics and facts as the president heads to Fort Bliss in Texas to talk to soldiers. The White House says it is not a campaign event. People still flooded out in parts of Louisiana and Mississippi. There is still a lot of people out of their homes. Five deaths now blamed on Isaac. Its remnants now raining down on Arkansas. He had two guns and fired 16 shots. A supermarket employee went on a rampage at his closed store at around 4 a.m. in New Jersey.
Two of the employees were shot and killed. The others were able to hide and escape.
Killing two co-workers, then himself. Police in Old Bridge believe the victims were random targets. The head of the Fed says the economy is far from satisfactory. Fox News Radio's Steve Taylor is live in Washington.
Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke says continuing high unemployment is a grave concern, and the central bank should not rule out taking more steps to boost the economy. Speaking in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, Bernanke says two rounds of bond buying by the Fed created at least 2 million jobs, but he adds that more progress is important, particularly in the labor market. He didn't say what the Fed might do or when. Dave?
And we've been seeing the Dow up this morning about 60 points. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
At the Fram Proving Grounds, we impose harsh punishment on Fram filters. We explode them, we pound them, we crush them. But we don't do it because we've got a mean streak. We do it to make sure they can take the road's punishment and still help protect your engine. Like Fram Extra Guard, built to protect 3 times better than average economy filters. So don't unfairly punish your car with a cheaper filter. Give it tested, proven Fram Extra Guard. Fram, don't fail your engine. See serious punishment at Fram.com.
How do we get a diagnosis?
What are the stages of the disease?
When someone in your life has Alzheimer's, not a day goes by that you don't have questions.
Do we need full-time care?
Are there any new treatments?
So many questions. Where do you start?
How will I pay for this?
Where can I get help?
Alzheimer's.gov, a reliable resource for information about Alzheimer's and related dementias.
What happens next?
Where can I find answers?
Alzheimer's.gov, the answers start here.
He went Hollywood in Tampa, and Clint Eastwood's unconventional convention speech to Republicans, perhaps the most talked about one delivered all week.
We own this country.
Oscar-winning director Clint Eastwood won't be getting any awards from the entertainment community for his performance at the convention, which included talking to an empty chair.
Politicians are employees of ours.
During the speech, Twitter blew up with comments about the bizarre rambling. Even film critic Roger Ebert said, "Clint, my hero, is coming across as sad and pathetic." Eastwood appeared to be ad-libbing, talking to an imaginary President Barack Obama. But it was a hit with delegates at the convention, and Romney calling the speech unique. Sabrina Sabah, Fox News Radio.
The earth quaked in the Pacific.
The epicenter was east of the Philippine Islands.
Paul Caruso of the U.S. Geological Survey. It was a magnitude 7.6 quake that triggered tsunami warnings from Japan to the Northern Marianas. Most of those alerts have been canceled. One person said to be killed in a house collapse. The mother of a baby allegedly killed by a 10-year-old Maine girl says she's glad that the girl is being charged, but says the girl's mother, who is watching the baby, is really the one who needs to be held responsible. The little girl was charged Thursday with manslaughter and the death of a 3-month-old. The girl not being identified, the youngest person charged with manslaughter in Maine in at least 25 years. A cheating scandal at Harvard.
A teaching assistant noticed way too many similarities in answers on a take-home final exam, which students were specifically told they were not allowed to collaborate on. Approximately half of the at least 250 students enrolled are said to be under a cloud of suspicion. Harvard President Drew Faust said, if true, the behavior is unacceptable and a breach of trust. Kirsten McNary, Fox News Radio.
And we're seeing holding steady for gas prices after a surge this week, still now $3.83 a gallon. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back. You are tuning into Hour 2 of Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460, the home of Shasta Redding. I am not Carl, Aaron is not Linda, and good Bob is not bad Bob.
Except for I'm sitting in Carl's chair, you're sitting in Linda's chair.
So she's not Carl and I'm not Linda.
This but Bob is sitting in Bob's chair.
I said, there are no good Bobs.
We are sitting in for Carl and Linda, who are en route to Colorado. You are joining Aaron Ryan and Elizabeth Woodward, hosts of We the People Radio, on Sunday mornings here at KCNR 1460, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Sundays. Tune in this Sunday because our guest will advise us on the good, bad, and ugly of Obamacare. He has read the entire bill. You don't want to miss that show.
He's the one.
Okay. He's the one. Yeah. He's the one guy that probably read the whole thing.
Okay, and Bob's got an announcement or something.
Yes, we
drum roll.
No time for that. We've got we've got a busy last hour of Free Fire Radio here, starting with our weekly fitness tip from Amy Dendis at Addison's Peak Performance. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning. Hello, everybody.
Good morning, Amy.
Hi. Hey, today I want to talk about posture. So this is going to be important for everybody. I want everyone to start focusing on pulling those shoulders back and bringing their head back so that their ears are over their shoulders. Too often I see people with their heads forward in front of their body and their shoulders rounded. And this can cause a lot of problems like headache, tension, and even spinal problems. So here's a little trick I want everyone to try. Our head is about 5 to 8 pounds. So take a 5-pound weight, hold it in your hand, and extend it all the way out. Feel that strain or pressure you're going to feel in your shoulder. Take that same 5 pounds, hold it straight up over your head, and you'll notice that the weight seems to almost disappear. Well, that's kind of the same thing like your head. When you hold your head out in front of you, when we keep the head drooped forward, we're putting a lot of strain and weight on our spine. But when you pull it back and you roll those shoulders down and you hold that chest up high, you're putting less pressure on your spine and your neck, and therefore you'll think better, you'll move better, and you'll function better. So I want everyone to work on their posture.
Hold on. All together now. Amen.
Thank you so much for that. I want everybody to practice that over the holiday weekend.
Well, yeah, I had three young high school girls come into the gym last night, and they were all hunched over and head forward. So I explained it to them. And then I put them against the wall for 2 minutes, made them hold their shoulders back, close their eyes, and get a really good feeling for what that felt like to have their head in line and their shoulders pulled back.
Hey.
And I actually call it a 2-minute drill. I make a lot of my clients do it. It's a great way to retrain your brain.
Hey, and Amy, real quick, do people oftentimes have really bad posture when they're driving?
Oh, yes, so, because they're not holding their core in. They completely leave the core relaxed. And if you don't draw those tummy muscles in, as if like your belly button's being pulled through your spine, if you don't have that kind of a draw in your core, it's easy to hunch over. It's easy to let those shoulders fall forward.
So you always want to
keep that tummy in tight.
So make sure if you have road rage and you're gripping the wheel really tight to at least have good posture.
That's right. At least pull those core muscles in.
Yeah, all those people who are leaning over the steering wheel, driving like maniacs, stop it. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Sit up right now.
You're already late for work, so it's no point in speeding.
Right.
Hey, thanks, Amy.
You bet, guys.
Have a great weekend.
Okay, thanks. You too. Bye-bye.
Well, how'd we do?
I think we did great. I was sorry. I meant to turn my mic off before I conversed with Jim Nielsen there, he's calling back momentarily. Apparently he's still calling back on the wrong line. So
he was on the right line the first time during our commercial break.
Yes, he was, and he thought he lost us, but he didn't. I need to get Wells Fargo on the line here before
we get
proceed.
Them on the go line. Right, you go, we'll just sit here and watch you run around in a circle like a dachshund.
Okay. So just wanted to remind folks that if you are in the Shasta County area, this weekend is the Intermountain Fair. So it's a great idea to, you know, if you're looking for something fun to do and you want to get out of the Smoky Valley, head up to
the other Smoky Hill.
Yeah, go to the Intermountain Fair. Have a great time.
You'll be in the land between two fires.
Yeah.
Between three fires, actually.
The air might be a little clearer
up
there.
The phones are going crazy. This is awesome.
I just wanted to also tell people if you're at all interested in working the polls, learning to interpret election law and government regulations and codes in regard to elections and voter registrations and so forth, I am heading up a group of people in Shasta County that will be working with the county registrar. And if you want more information about that, go to electionintegrityproject.com, click on Get Involved, look for Shasta County, submit your information, and we'll be in touch. We've got a lot of people interested in this critical November 2012 election, and one way to get involved in an important way is to learn all about the election process and voter registrations, voter fraud, and voter law.
All right, we have, thank you, Elizabeth and Aaron, and we have Kathy Lathrop Cummings from Wells Fargo with our hourly market minute right now at 8:11. Good morning, Kathy.
Sing it,
Good
Kathy.
Morning, Bob. Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is positive 139 points at 13,139. S&P 500 is positive 12 points at 1,411. And the NASDAQ is positive 26 at 3,075. Active stocks today include Bank of America up 9 cents at $8 even, and AT&T up 11 cents at $36.80. Stocks of local interest, North Valley Bank is unchanged at $13.80, and Exo Group is down 2 cents at $7.93. Turning to the bond market, we are finding higher prices there this morning, which has brought the 10-year Treasury yield to 1.61%. Over in the commodity markets, gold is up $12.80 at $16.69.90, silver up 43 cents at $30.88, and crude oil up $1.06 at $95.68. That's the market for now. This is Financial Advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
All right, Kathy, thank you much. We'll check back with you at 9:05. Quick reminder here on AM 1460, Jeff at Crackmaster, Jeff Wurst, our buddy, can do a guarantee that other shops don't dare offer, from small chips up to 24 inches, a two-foot crack. Go see Jeff and tell him you heard this on Free Fire Radio. Crackmaster located at 3280 Market Street in Reading, or give Jeff a call at 241-8373.
Who says crack doesn't pay?
Okay. Be nice.
Oh, wait, that wasn't in the commercial.
No, I'm pretty sure that wasn't in the commercial. Okay. That's all right.
We're
Jeff,
fired again.
We'll give you a mate. Good. All right.
Oh, Jeff. I know somebody who's got a big crack in their windshield. Call the senator. He's got several cracks.
All right.
The Highway Patrol's now looking for him.
Okay. We do have Jim Nielsen standing by, and we need to take a break here as we remind you this is KCNR AM 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, and you're listening to Free Fire Radio, We the People style, as Aaron and Elizabeth are sitting in for Carl and Linda Bott. Stay tuned.
It's the big Crown Motors Labor Day Sell-A-Thon at the Reading Convention Center. Every vehicle is discounted for this sale. This is your chance to save on new cars, save on new trucks, save on quality pre-owned cars and trucks. Ford, Dodge, Honda, Nissan, all discounted for this sale. Bankers on duty, trade-ins welcome, low financing, rebates, huge price reductions. The big Crown Motors Labor Day Sell-A-Thon. The savings are huge at the Reading Convention Center through this Monday.
come and get it. Sunday, September 9th, Lake Redding Park will again be ablaze as those crazy yellow-shirted Asphalt Cowboys fire up the barbecues for their annual Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue Feast. You're invited to join 7,000 of your closest friends and neighbors for food, the fun, and plenty of entertainment. Swing by the park between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. and partake of the finest fire-grilled tri-tip or chicken, salad, cowboy beans, garlic bread, milk, or coffee. Whether you choose to make this lunch or dinner, eat it there, or use the convenient drive-thru, your participation will support the annual tradition of Rodeo Week activities put on by the Zany Asphalt Cowboys. Place a bid at the annual live auction between 1 and 3 p.m. Eat a great meal, support a great cause, and make an Asphalt Cowboy a happy guy. Heck, let's make them all happy. Tickets are $7 in advance and can be purchased at Lulu's Restaurant, San Francisco Deli, the Paint Marts in Redding and Anderson, or from any Asphalt Cowboy. $8 the day of the barbecue. It all happens in Lake Redding Park between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. Sunday, September 9th. Come and get it.
Imagine a future where your body is sculpted, not by needles with pain and bruising, not with painful invasive surgery, but with light, shrinking your fat cells painlessly, giving you unbelievable results. That future is now. Redding Body Genesis. Body sculpting unlike anything you have ever experienced. Medically directed, FDA approved. Redding Body Genesis. 356-2590. Man made better.
Look out in the street there. You know what you don't see? My car. Because I had to sell it to pay the lawyer I hired when I got busted for drunk driving. Know what else you don't see? My girlfriend, who decided that a guy with no car and no license and no money was no fun.
Cops are out there cracking down on drunk driving all across the country. And they'll see you before you see them. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
All the gold in California is in a bank in the middle of Beverly Hills, in somebody else's name.
Sing it, folks. So you're dreaming.
All right, say hi.
Welcome back. Stop singing it.
Okay. Welcome. All right. Aaron and I always
sing
along.
I was going to just do Elizabeth's job for her. Welcome back.
We are listening to, you are listening to KCNR 1460 Shasta, right in the home of Free Fire Media. We're going to jump right into the weather report, correct, Bob?
Correct. The weather, as always, brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. We're seeing areas of smoke lingering for at least the next couple of days as we head into Labor Day weekend. Otherwise, mostly clear skies over Redding. Highs of 89 today, 88 on Saturday, then warming up for the latter part of the holiday weekend. 93 degrees for a Sunday high, 96 on Labor Day Monday, with overnight lows starting out in the upper 50s, increasing to the low 60s by Labor Day evening. Right now, at the KCNR studios, we have 65 degrees. And Aaron Ryan and Elizabeth Woodward from We the People are our guest hosts this morning. Welcome back, ladies.
Thank
we
you,
wish
Bob.
It was 65 in here.
Yeah,
hey,
we
Assemblyman Jim Nielsen, before you have to race to the Capitol to go stop some more bad bills, are you still in there?
Good morning, Northern California, and we do also call it Superior, California.
Ah, thank you for that.
There you go.
Hey, thanks for hanging in there.
Still at the fighting lines. The weather report in Sacramento is cloudy, stormy, and somewhat acrimonious.
With a lot of lightning and thunder.
Indeed it was. Thunder and lightning, the Swedes would say. It was quite a day yesterday. The level of disrespect for California agriculture was so well evidenced yesterday in a couple of bills and the reference of certain members of that legislature to farmers. Very harmful legislation passed. One bill related to overtime was defeated, but two others that are very harmful to agriculture passed. But it seems that the houndsmen, those who will hunt bear with hounds, charter schools, those who would like to keep and bear arms under the Second Amendment, and farmers are the enemies in California today.
God.
And it's very much, as I have said in debate, it's like Nero fiddling while Rome burns. The California legislature is preoccupied with hound dogs when the budget is absolutely out of control. The legislature is spending money wildly. Nearly $2 billion passed out of Appropriations Committee a week ago. New spending.
How much?
Not making any attempt to get things under control. It's trying. But the good news is, folks, that there are people who are fighting for you in the front lines down there, and doggone it, we win some of them.
Wow. So what's the big thing in the Assembly today that you're looking to stop?
Well, would hope that today significant pension reform and reform of workers' compensation would occur. But as we saw last week, the CEQA reform that was so loudly touted to be helpful to business in California, well, that's too complicated. We're going to have to deal with that later. And I expect whatever emerges from pension reform will be Pyrrhic reform at best. And we're going to have to read the bills, at least I will, before I'll put up a vote for it, even if it's Pyrrhic reform. One of the worst situations in the legislature now is it is not a deliberative body. All these bills are written behind closed doors, most of the time with no vote of any committee, or if there is a committee meeting, it is at best cursory. And then the bill just shows up, and here you vote yes, or you vote no, or you don't vote at all. But some very bad things happen when you do not deliberate, you do not allow public input. So that's the challenge. Those issues will be before us yet today. Last night, a bill to grant driver's licenses to those who are illegally in the state of California did pass the Assembly. And so there's another, I think, fly in the face of public sentiment for us to contend with. Further, more bills are passing to let more unrehabilitated felons in our community. And it stuns me. It used to be when I debated against these bills, folks, and, you know, I debate from experience, having been head of the Board of Prisons for 15 years of my life. These folks are not abstract and just numbers on paper. They're very real. I've read the autopsy reports, the crime reports, the probation officer reports. I've been with these inmates, parolees, and seen what they've done. And to have the people that you elect to represent you vote to make you victims, that is just the worst government that there can ever be. And instead of making AB 109, that realignment of letting out inmates and parolees and not making it much harder, rather, to put them back in when they continue their criminality, preying upon us, that is government at its worst. And we'll be fighting some more of that today, too.
You know, I would wonder if by granting driver's licenses to all the young illegal aliens, if maybe, and I can only dream, that that's a precursor to requiring a photo ID when they vote. Probably not, huh?
We would only hope. No, that is any attempt to make accountability in voting. Two or three bills in the last week were before us to make it easier to walk into the polls, for example, on election day with no identity whatsoever and say, "Hi, I'm so and so. I want to vote. Oh, here, sign this card, and right there's a polling booth. Thank you." No identification whatsoever. And they argue that we don't get enough people to the polls.
Yeah.
It's stunning. All the things that have been done like this, motor voter, walking into the polling booth, and now it's not just when you get the driver's license. When you have any contact with any agency, now they're wanting you to be able to automatically get registered to vote. Accountability, that's not a part of the deal, folks.
Jeez. And it also said on the driver's license bill that would put 450,000 more people into a terrific position to go look for jobs. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's going to be just no problem.
Well, that and realignment of the criminals, letting them out, is going to result in around 40,000 becoming voters. Thank you.
Oh, what?
Yeah, that's another part of this insidious AB 109.
Nice.
The bottom line to me, though, folks, and I believe it's a mission that I have being in the legislature, is to demonstrate how respecting each other and respecting the institution and its rules is important. And ensuring that the public has the maximum input, the maximum knowledge about what's going on with the laws and the policies that will affect their lives, instead of everything almost being a backroom deal where not even legislators know what's going on, be they Democrat or Republican.
All right, we're going to come right back with Assemblyman Jim Nielsen. We're talking about California politics. As always, this is KCNR 1460 AM, the home of Free Fire Media.
Where the time is 8:24.
Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Hi, I'm Deanna Wallner. My husband Andy and his brother Patrick cherish the memory of their founder, Al Barefoot Wallner, for his commitment to build a company based on integrity, superior service, and 100% customer satisfaction. The Wallner family employ professionals highly trained to assist you in saving both water and energy. They can provide water audits to save money while conserving our precious natural resources. Wallner's team can provide you with water-saving dual-flush toilets, low-flow shower heads, and a selection of the most energy-efficient heating, air conditioning, and solar water heating systems on the market today. You can depend on Wallner. They have a proven reputation as the North State's total comfort specialists for real service, real experience, real value, real savings, and real guarantees. No job is too large. Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air. Over 44 years serving Shasta and Tehama counties.
Join North Valley Standdown for the first annual golf tournament on Saturday, September 8th, 2012 at Allen's Golf Course. Player fees are $50, hole sponsors $100, and major sponsors for $275. All proceeds are going to go to the North Valley Standdown Association, which helps those veterans that are down on their luck. Give Bill Brashears a call at 530-365-4932 for more information. That's 530-365-4932. Join us this year. Help a veteran that needs your help.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
It seems no one can help me now. I'm in too deep. There's no way out. This time I have really let myself astray. Runaway train, never going back.
Welcome back to Comedy Central at KCNR 1460 Shasta Redding. We had a very enlightening conversation about Rex.
You are listening to Free Fire Radio.
And she just ignored that comment.
We the people
she?
Style. I did. I can't even look at you. I'm not even looking at you. I'm looking at Bob, who's
okay,
going
Bob,
to read a one-liner or something
thing.
Like that.
That's right.
Talk.
We want to thank Alliance Heating and Air for sponsoring Free Fire Radio, old-fashioned values, because quality doesn't have to cost more. Alliance Heating and Air, serving you at just the right temperature, installation, repairs, emergency calls, and routine maintenance. Give them a call at 221-2642, 221-2642. And welcome back to Free Fire Radio, We the People Style, with Aaron and Elizabeth.
Good morning, everybody. We're
and
wrapping
the other
up,
Bob.
We're entering the last half hour of our two-hour program today with...
Exactly. Assemblyman Jim Nielsen. So, Assemblyman, before you have to head back to stop the flow of bad bills, we've got a couple minutes here. What would you like to tell people?
Well, first of all, I enjoy your commercials. You mentioned Alliance just now and right before Walter, and we patronize a lot of your good advertisers, and we appreciate it. Walter just got our air conditioning unit going again here about 2 weeks ago. Thank you very much, Walter.
Yeah.
Oh, I tell you, folks, you know, it is an honor to serve and represent. And the frustration, you have to channel that in to do the best that you can for the people that you're honored to represent. And when I, in the midst of that, as I will be probably up to at least midnight tonight, thinking about you, and then as we're adjourning and I'm headed back north, it's good to know that the people care about what's going on, that you're there fighting on their behalf. And sometimes they disagree with you, too. You have to respect that. But I think it's a great honor. And folks, your government can work, but it'll only work if you stand up and are a part of it and have your voices heard, like the houndsmen these last several months that come from all over California and express their sentiments at great inconvenience to them, but because they cared. Please stand up and fight the good fight and help those of us that you elect to represent you do that work.
Well, you know what? We had a caller earlier that was irritated that they kept mentioning God at the Republican convention, but hey, we don't care, and so we're gonna be praying for you guys today because that's about all that's gonna help you.
Well,
we're on your side.
Out of the classroom, and the Democrats, some of them have tried to take the pledge and take God out of the pledge. That, folks, is not help.
No.
Well, thanks for all you do.
Thank you so much.
Have a wonderful day, everybody.
Hey, say hi to all the folks who wish we lived in the state of Jefferson. Keep beating the drum.
Superior California, we stand together.
Right on.
All right, folks, bye.
Thanks, Jim. Have a good day.
Thank you, Jim. Thank
that
you, ladies.
Facetious.
Fox News coming up.
I can see clearly now the rain is gone.
Here at KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
News alert, I'm Steve Knight. In Lakeland, Florida.
The welcome of the people in Florida is something we will not forget.
Mitt Romney, now officially the Republican nominee for president.
Democratic National Committee Chairwoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz says Romney's speech capped a fact-free convention. And the Obama re-election campaign released a web ad with the same theme.
Fox's Wendell Gohler. Romney is now heading to New Orleans to see the storm damage.
The governor had hoped to actually get to the storm zone as early as Wednesday, but because Isaac settled over the coast, slowed, and continued to pour rain down on everyone, he wasn't able to get there on Wednesday. It's clear to his aide that he wanted to get there as soon as possible. This is the obvious opportunity.
Fox's Carl Cameron. President Obama is traveling to Fort Bliss, Texas today. He'll speak to soldiers on the second anniversary of his announcement there about the end of U.S. combat operations in Iraq. This is a Fox News alert.
Through this Monday is the big Crown Motors Labor Day Sellathon at the Redding Convention Center. Every vehicle is discounted for this sale. This is your chance to save on new cars, save on new trucks, save on quality pre-owned cars and trucks. Ford, Dodge, Honda, Nissan, all discounted for this sale. Bankers on duty, trade-ins welcome, low financing, rebates, huge price reductions. The big Crown Motors Labor Day Sellathon. The savings are huge at the Redding Convention Center. Through this Monday.
At Timberline Heating and Air, we know how hard-earned your money is, and we believe the reputation of the companies you do business with is important. At Timberline, we install the Carrier heating and cooling line of home comfort equipment. When you choose a Carrier system from Timberline Heating and Air, you're choosing the brand that invented the first modern air conditioning system way back in 1902 and has led the industry ever since. Reduce your energy costs and increase efficiency with the installation of a new Carrier heating and cooling system. Right now, if your home qualifies, you could receive up to $9,000 in rebates with Redding Electric Utilities' new home performance program. Plus, utility rebates are available up to $1,550, and Carrier provides a 10-year parts warranty. That's the best parts warranty in the industry. From installation to maintenance to repair, call Timberline Heating and Air, including cleaning your entire heating and cooling system with our large truck-mounted commercial duct cleaning unit. Call 221-2222 or visit us online at TimberlineHVAC.com. Turn to the experts at Timberline Heating and Air, your local heating and cooling experts.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are founders Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
A Papa Bear, what are you making?
I'm building a rocket ship.
You're building a rocket ship?
Yeah. To get in touch with my inner bear, I've got to go to outer space.
Couldn't you just find your inner bear here on Earth?
Earth? Sugar Bear. I'm searching for something that no man has ever truly found before. So I got to go where no man has ever gone before. I've got to take that one big step for mankind and a Bigfoot chicken fried steak leap for the bear that growls in my soul.
Hate to break it to you, but that's your stomach, Bob, not your soul.
Yeah, I guess that could be true.
Come on, let's head over to Black Bear Diner and get a Bob's Big Bear Burger. It'll fill up your stomach and your mouth and stop all that noise you're making.
Ah, oh, Bruce, you sure know how to make a bear happy.
Good old-fashioned family food, Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts Carl and Linda Bach.
We're back. You're joining We the People radio hosts Aaron Ryan, Elizabeth Woodward, and Bob Martin, sitting in for Carl, Linda, and Bad Bob.
Bad Bob's on the chat, though.
And we were just hey, Bad Bob. Hey, we were just talking about how hungry we are, and wouldn't it be nice if somebody showed up with donuts?
No, I hate donuts. Oh, shouldn't say that. Do we have any donut advertisers? We love donuts. I'm sorry.
Scrambled eggs.
Okay, my first real job was at Winchell's. No, I was listening to the Black Bear Diner commercial.
Aaron and Elizabeth are learning one of the time-honored tricks of radio broadcasting, begging for food on the air.
I didn't know that was one of the time-honored tricks. I mean, we stumbled on it accidentally.
That's nice.
Nice. Well, we played the Black Bear commercial.
Your
talk
instincts
about
are good, yes.
Hey, so there's a lot of interesting chat going on in the chat room. A lot of people have met Clint Eastwood in this area.
I have some business to take care of.
Oh, you do?
First.
Oh, I thought you were flagging me, but then I didn't. I caught you out of the corner of my eye.
You got another one-liner there, Bob?
I was pointing to the commercial copy here. Our friends at Redding Harley-Davidson, which was established back in 1977, they have remained intimately involved in the day-to-day business ever since. They carry a full range of accessories, service items, clothing, and collectibles, along with a full-service facility with experienced technicians competent in diagnosis, service, and repair of your Harley-Davidson motorcycle. See them at 1268 Twinview Boulevard in Redding or call them at 241-7117. That's 241-7117. Experience the ride. Live the dream, ladies.
Because if you're going to ride a motorcycle, it should be a Harley.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, we've got some motorcycle riding in our backgrounds, don't we, Aaron?
Check.
Yes.
And Carl has a Harley.
And that's the end of that story?
In our other lives, yeah. Yeah, we
both want to know.
You can't get to this age and not have things in the background.
Age. You know, we're talking about this 50 thing, like, we can't get to this age.
I guess. Okay, we're the new 40.
Now back to the former biker chicks.
Hey, you laugh.
So I want everybody who's met Clint, who has actually met Clint Eastwood, to raise their hand. All kinds of people in the chat room, including myself. I met him once.
Really?
Because he had property up in this area. I was a hostess at the Red Lion when I was like 19.
Were you the hostess with the mostest?
Very much so. And he came in one night. And the funny thing I remember about him is he came in to get a table, was by himself, super quiet, really low key, but he had high water pants on. I happened to look down and notice that his pants were too short and he had white socks on.
Deal breaker.
Yeah.
Deal breaker.
Just thought you.
It was like a nerd giveaway. You can't say
he was a total nerd.
What is it? You can't say make my day and then be a nerd. You're like, but wait, look at the pants
and the white socks.
Yeah, my wife would call that the geek factor.
Yeah, exactly.
I never forgot that. Isn't that wild?
That is fun. Yeah.
Does anybody care? No.
I tried to care.
I know just you did, and I appreciate that. You're a good friend.
Just let my false caring just slide by. Don't call attention to it.
Well, I have not watched his speech or monologue or whatever it was.
He was funny.
Last night, but I have it recorded.
You know, he was pretty simple. You know, he didn't.
Not simple in the short bus kind of way, though.
No.
Okay.
But he kept it simple, but it was really funny.
Nice. And I heard his teleprompter either blew out or he didn't want to use it.
I don't know which, but he did his own thing, and it was good.
Did he have a podium, or was he wandering around?
He had a podium.
Oh, because Ted Cruz didn't have a teleprompter, but he was wearing a lavalier mic, and he just wandered around the stage, which I thought was cool.
Yeah. Well, Clint Eastwood had an empty chair. He was standing in this empty, like a bar stool sitting next to him, and he kept looking over and talking to his imaginary friend, Barack Obama, sitting in the chair. It was hilarious.
Nice touch.
Hilarious.
Yeah, I don't know how they do the teleprompter thing. I mean, anytime, you know, have you ever done that? You've written a speech for school or whatever, and then you go to read it, and you're already bored, so you make up something else?
Well, I used to do the for Channel 9, I would, for years, I did the auctions where you would go in and stand in front of the camera and you know, kind of be the auctioneer. And,
really?
You know, yeah, I did that several times.
Was that when you were the hostess with the mostest riding a Harley?
No, didn't ride a Harley. Goldwing and a BMW.
What? A Goldwing?
I know. They were quiet. They were quiet. So, no, that was actually several years down the road from my Hostess with the Mostest days.
Nice.
Yeah.
Hey, so, you know, we've veered off of politics. I've veered off the chat room. We've just veered, you know.
And that's okay because it's Friday and you're entering into a holiday weekend and who cares?
Yeah, it's funny. I have a hard time with the whole holiday thing. It's like, what kind of a holiday? Oh, yeah, Labor Day. I forgot about that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, surely there's no shortage of stuff coming out of Sacramento to talk about.
No, and I have a lovely graphic here that no one can see, but I'm looking at it. And it was how California's cap and trade will work. And just in case people were confused, that's coming up in November for real. But yesterday they had a little fake climate exchange auction at the Capitol.
A test run?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's see. Thursday, the state will stage a trial run of the online auction of emissions permits for roughly 150 major emitters of greenhouse gases to give the state time to work on any glitches before the event, the official November 14th launch. I'm sure there won't be any glitches. I mean, it's the state,
no,
for heaven's sakes.
It's government. It's got to run smooth.
It's going to run smoothly. So in my happy little graphic here, it's 1, 2, 3, 4 shows how this will work. It's very short. One, just for the people who don't know about cap and trade. One, starting in 2013, a statewide cap on greenhouse gases will be put in place. It will drop each year by 2 to 3%. And you're thinking, well, wait a minute. So who decided what the limits were, since we really don't know anything about this? Yeah, well, we won't get into that. Number two, industries must obtain a permit known as an allowance. Harkens back to our childhood, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
For every ton of carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gas they emit. So they've got to get a permit to emit greenhouse gases. So if they have a lot of employees, they need it. If they run tow trucks, if they are a pizza parlor. I guess pizza parlors are huge greenhouse gas emitters.
And wineries?
I'm sure they're bad, too. Number three, as the cap goes down, that's that 2 to 3% per year, companies must decide each year how they will get enough allowances to cover their emissions. Sounds like a little scramble, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Their choices: operate more efficiently, and this is like with a pointy finger. You got to have the pointy finger.
Mm-hmm.
You will operate more efficiently. You will burn less fossil fuel, or you will buy allowances from another company.
And those companies are not all in the state of California, are they?
No. And I'm sure companies are going to give them up because, you know, I mean, I would. I would just totally give you my allowances because, you know, I'd rather pay more for them later rather than hog them up now. Yeah, so I'm sure a lot of people are going to be selling them. And then number four, this is the part I like, and it's the long paragraph. See, the first one is little, bigger, bigger. Number four, maybe you could hum like a happy song. Maybe we could get like, you know, kind of Puppies and Rainbows. Could you give me that theme, the Puppies and Rainbows
raindrops
theme?
Raindrops keep falling.
There you go.
On my head.
Sacramento makes money by holding an electronic auction, a little softer, four times a year to distribute the pollution allowances. At first, 90% will be given away free. Oh. And 10% will be auctioned for sale. By 2020, 50% will be auctioned. The state will make $2 billion to $14 billion a year, depending on demand for the allowances. And demand is created by the state.
Okay, so.
That was nice.
Thank you very much.
That was unscripted.
So if my computer dies, I'll just have Elizabeth do the bumper music.
People are like, for God's sake, someone call in.
Okay, so, no, here. So for all those people out there that think they don't really care about cap and trade, let's translate it into consumerism. Let's talk about how this is going to drive the cost up of every single thing that's transported to your neighborhood by a vehicle. Shall we talk about that? We've got 1 minute to talk about that before we go to a commercial break to thank our advertisers. So we've got lots and lots and lots of small businesses across the state.
Oh, yeah. This is going to cost people a fortune.
Who have to replace their engines at the tune of about $50,000 per engine. So if you're a small tow truck company and, you know, you've got a fleet of 10 vehicles, and you've got to replace the engines of those vehicles to comply with these imaginary cap and trade levels.
Well, besides the fact that, okay, the forest fires we've just had for a month.
Yeah. The biggest one being a prescribed burn by the U.S. Forest Service.
And
they intentionally
and that was like
set
more
that one.
It, seemed like a good idea at the time.
Yeah, in the middle of the hot summer.
Let's play with matches.
We're going to start a fire in the middle of the hot summer. Now, if you did that, you would end up in prison. But
I'd wind up giving them millions of dollars in cash and or land.
Before you went to jail.
Yeah, actually.
Before you went to jail.
Yeah.
So the Forest Service decides when it's 110 degrees to start a fire. And, oh, my God, they lost control of it.
Yeah, well, we've got... So you know, people are going to have to buy and sell these, and let's look at the ultimate irony of the whole thing. The air over California is encapsulated or involved with the air above the earth.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, the air above the earth. Do we have a good earth song? What are you playing? Are you playing something funny?
Oh, I am.
Oh, what? I am. Oh, I am, he says.
One of our We the People favorites.
Yeah.
All right, more shocking revelations when we come back this morning. It's Free Fire Radio, We the People style, on AM 1460 KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Well, you filled up my head with so many lies. You twisted my heart till something snapped inside. I'd like to give it one more try, but my give a damn's the shit.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals and an experienced staff who will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Cassidy's Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more, where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Saturday to serve you. In Reading, you can find them on Lake Boulevard across from Rayleigh's and on Locust Street off of Park Marina Drive. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change. I'm here with Joe Adamson of Adamson's Peak Performance. What's going on at Adamson's?
Hi, Rachel. Summer's here, and you know what that means. Swimsuits, shorts, tank tops. Now's the time to get started. Virtually every client that comes to Adamson's Peak Performance wants three things. Lose fat, look better, and feel healthier. We've developed a personal training and nutrition program that accomplishes just that.
Can you tell us a little bit about this program?
Yes, it's called the New Body 180 because it's 180 days long and because it includes everything you need to make a 180-degree change in the way you look and feel.
Well, I hear you've had some really great results with this program.
We've had women lose up to 3 jean sizes in just the first 12 weeks.
To get started or for more information on the New Body 180, call Steve at 221-8006 or go online to AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com. Get the New Body 180. Turn your life around with Adamson's Peak Performance.
Alliance Heating and Air wants you to be cool and comfortable. We are committed to the highest level of quality and customer services and believe it should not cost you a dollar more for your peace of mind. Alliance Heating and Air offers the absolute best in installation, repair, and maintenance. We're here for your heating and air conditioning emergencies 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Find out more at homecomfort.org. That's homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. We look forward to serving you at just the right temperature.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
What shall we do about them? When they move into your neighborhood, they take over, but good. They want you all body and soul. Then it's just your body.
That's what we're waiting for. We're waiting for them to go.
Okay. I'm scared. That sounds like a zombie. Is that like the zombie theme song?
No, it's a government theme song.
Same thing. Okay, Bob, do your thing.
That's a hard act to follow, but I'll try.
You can hum a few bars before you start if that would limber you up at all. Elizabeth snorted. I just want to be clear that wasn't me that just...
you push me far enough, I will.
I know, I love that.
Okay, we've only got
about you.
12 minutes to go. And,
oh, I'm so sorry. Go
Elizabeth
ahead.
Has not headbutted the microphone yet.
I know. That's usually a big
or pulled anything out of its socket.
Yeah.
All right, anyway, what's important right now is our friends at Crown Motors, they're having their Labor Day sale this weekend. Your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Lincoln, Nissan, and Ram dealerships serving Reading and surrounding areas. At Crown Motors, they carry used cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit every need, and they take pride in the vehicles they sell and strive to succeed in great customer experience and satisfaction, just like we the people in Free Fire Radio.
A-plus for enthusiasm, Bob.
Give them a call or stop by. Well, it's from the heart, believe me. I bought my vehicle at Crown Motors.
I've gotten my last three there.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
555 Cypress Avenue. Yes, a love fest for Crown Motors. Field of Love at 555 Cypress Avenue in Reading. Or call them at 223-2177.
Hey, I just want to clarify to the listening audience out there that when Carl asked Aaron and I to do the show today, he did not put any boundaries on us. So it's his fault if we've gotten out of control.
He knew better. So Bob, okay. Was that your only one-liner? Since we don't really understand how morning radio works.
Did you
works.
Want to do a shameless plug for Sunday morning show?
We'll do that, but let me sneak in some love for Tobacco and Brew first
on
Hilltop Drive.
Love Tobacco
the,
and Brew.
Home of the world's largest humidor. They have been a friend of KCNR and Free Fire Radio from day one since we went on the air some 2.5 years ago. And what's your special this month? Dark Mocha. Be sure to get a blended dark mocha for $3. That's a Tobacco and Brew on Hilltop Drive. And you were mentioning Sunday morning.
Yeah, you said you were going to do a shameless plug, and shameless is the only kind we do, so.
That's right. Tell us about Tom Ballancourt, our special guest on Sunday on We the People. Aaron?
I do not have huge information on him yet. I have to call him, but you can read about what he's up to at CaliforniansShrugged.org.
That should give you a clue right there.
Uh-huh. Atlas Shrugged?
That ought to give you a hint. CaliforniansShrugged.org. So, they're talking about healthcare. He's talking about healthcare, and this guy's read the whole bill. He's got a ton of great information. I have it on good word that he is super interesting.
Awesome.
So that'll be Sunday morning right here from 8 to 10.
You know, these things all affect everybody, so it pays to tune in. Hey, and we were talking about Cap and Trade,
yes,
which officially takes place in November, and the
yes.
point that I wanted to make to all those folks out there that think they don't care about it and it won't affect you, the anticipation is that gas prices in California will immediately jump $1 a gallon with the implementation of cap and trade in November.
And that won't hurt anything or make other prices go up.
No, not at all.
No, that'll be awesome.
So for all of these, for all those folks out there that are barely hanging on to your jobs and hanging onto the cliff and scraping together enough money to put in your gas tank to get to work, this ought to really make it better for you.
Yeah, and oh, by the way, that extra dollar a gallon, it's just an incentive for you to use less power. Oh, I should have brought my PG&E bill.
But we have a lot of bike lanes now, so you can start riding your bike to work.
Yeah, but they're suicide lanes.
They
Somehow
really are.
You have to get over two lanes of traffic to
yeah.
sit on a bicycle.
That is
with your back to the traffic.
That is another show.
What the heck is that?
I can't believe some of these bike lanes. Literally, I need to talk to the person that created these things because, for instance, the one around
it's part of the Safe Streets program, which I find absolutely humorous.
Okay, everybody take a look at the bike lane. If you're heading sort of southwest on South Bonneview Road and you're going to turn left, get into the left turn lane to go to Wind River Market to get gas, you have to cross right in front of the bike lane to pull into the parking lot.
Well, you've got a bike lane. You've got two lanes of traffic on the right. You've got a turn lane on the left, and people are going pretty fast.
Yeah.
So you would be sitting literally in between two lanes of fast-moving traffic on your bike with your back to the traffic.
Yeah, and hope to God that you
That's
don't,
awesome.
That nobody turns in front of you.
You need
to get
like a
into
little cattle catcher on the back.
Yeah.
Or,
a moving
know.
Target, yes. We have Holly on the line with a... addendum or a correction, what you were talking about, the fire earlier. Good morning, Holly.
Fire.
Good morning.
Yes. Good morning.
Hello.
You guys, what are you having? I want some.
We had to get up at 6 o'clock.
This is just us.
That's stressful.
Right. The Forest Service has enough baggage. They didn't start that fire and that whole bit. Wasn't that Darlene Kuntz and the Park Service?
You are right. I believe it was the Park and Recreation Service. Is that what you're saying?
Are those the guys with the $54 million?
Yeah. Anyway,
do they do prescribed burns?
What?
Do they do prescribed burns? The Park Service?
I have no idea.
We have just all hit the wall on
the
information.
Forest Service stuff and they did not start that fire.
Well, the fire was actually started by lightning, but they made the decision to go ahead and have a quote-unquote controlled burn, and that didn't work out too well.
You say so.
All right. Well, we'll need to get more information on the actual. All I know is the end of the fire. The end of the fire has been a mess.
And it's no biggie because the stuff's all burned. I just think the Forest Service has enough baggage without more piled on.
They certainly do have a lot of baggage. I'll give you that.
They do.
They do indeed.
Thank you.
Thank you, Holly.
Looks like we need more fire information. Fire information. Sorry if we misled anybody. We were being snarky. We're so used to being snarky on Sunday morning, and then just...
We don't expect anybody to actually listen.
Bite your tongue.
I did not say that.
I want to hear ow.
Ow.
Yeah, there you go.
I just bit my tongue.
Good. Bob's going to bring us back to the 70s. Thank God, Bob. Let's go back to a happier time. This was happier for me.
All right, we'll wrap up the Friday edition of Free Fire Radio here at KCNR.
Don't say fire, we'll get in trouble again.
Just a small town girl, living in a lonely world. He took the midnight train,
River Casino is challenging all bounty hunters for the ultimate $10,000 guaranteed high-stakes bounty tournament.
The ultimate.
On Saturday, September 1st at 10 a.m. in the Wind River Casino Event Center.
The Event Center.
Book your seat now. Your $115 buy-in will get you $10,000 in chips, all fees included, plus $25 bounties for knocking out opponents. All entrants will be hosted to sandwiches and dessert. Wind River Casino is known for hosting the best poker tournaments in Northern California, so pull up a seat and be one of the privileged few to play in the $10,000 guarantee high stakes bounty tournament on Saturday, September 1st at 10 a.m. in the Wind River Casino Event Center.
In the Event Center.
This $10,000 high stakes bounty tournament is limited to the first 200 players and sells out fast.
Be one of the first 200.
So reserve your seat at the River Club, 1-800-280-YOU-WIN, or online at WindRiverCasino.com. Prize pool based on participants.
Win it all.
Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
It's better
on the river.
Through this Monday, it's the big Crown Motors Labor Day Sell-a-thon at the Reading Convention Center. Every vehicle is discounted for this sale. This is your chance to save on new cars, save on new trucks, save on quality pre-owned cars and trucks. Ford, Dodge, Honda, Nissan, all discounted for this sale. Bankers on duty, trade-ins welcome, low financing, rebates, huge price reductions. The big Crown Motors Labor Day Sell-a-thon. The savings are huge at the Reading Convention Center. Through this Monday.
It's not how many hours we put in. It's how we put in the hours. It's not just how well we know our clients. It's how well we know their case. It's not just the years of experience or a reputation. It's about results. Results you can expect with knowledge of the law, community recognition, and assertive representation you can count on. The Law Office of Lucky Jasrani. Call today, 241-3350. 241-3350.
How do your legs make you feel? Would you like to feel comfortable in your own skin again? Don't let varicose veins get in the way of your confidence. Reclaiming the spring in your step is easy with the minimally invasive treatments at MD Imaging. Experience the new non-surgical solutions performed by our board-certified vein specialists in a relaxing environment. MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialists to find out about your options. Feel comfortable and confident in your own skin again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945 for the North State's only comprehensive vein center. Request MD Imaging.
Shasta County Products, part of building roads in some of the most remote areas on earth. Yes, it's true. I'm Mark Lascelles, your host for Shasta Startup, next Friday with my guest, a local Shasta High School graduate who's built a company here and now partnering with Dow Chemical, Chevron, and many other major players, providing sophisticated green road construction material to Russia, China, Australia, and the Middle East. Join me for this fascinating story Friday, 9 a.m. on Shasta Startup.
KCNR 1460 Free Fire Media.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down.
All right, we're going to wrap this up real quick. Thank you very much, Bob Martin and Carl and Linda Bott, for giving us the opportunity to sit in today. I hope it's been enjoyable for all of you. It has been for us.
Yeah, we even got in trouble. Go ahead, Bob. Do you have another one-liner?
Charles was on the phone a moment ago. He said, you need to work on your German accent for Cap and Trade, and he suggested either White Rabbit by Jefferson Airplane or Revolution 9 by the Beatles for the Cap and Trade theme song.
There
nice.
You go.
So I need to get my yovel down.
Okay.
I need to get my
thank
yovel
you,
bowling.
There you go.
Thanks, Charles.
And may I give a quick shout-out to Cypress Square Barbershop, another longtime sponsor of Free Fire Radio. We thank them for putting up with us this morning. Ladies?
My grandparents were hairdressers. We love that.
Mm-hmm.
They were like, barbers with that extra punch.
As Carl says, it's man's last stronghold.
There you go. Hey, I wanted to let people know, if you are irritated about the fire tax, go to firetaxprotest.org. That's firetaxprotest.org. Click on the refund button. It's a page put together by Howard Jarvis Taxpayers. You need to see it.
And you've been listening to KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. When you miss a day, you miss a bot.
And guess what?
We're missing two bots today.
It'll be the Bobs on Monday. Yours truly and Bad Bob hosting on Labor Day. And then Kurt Largent and Ruth Angel on Tuesday here on KCNR Shasta Redding. Thank you, ladies.
Fox News with Lisa Brady. The president's challenger heads back on the road.
He said that he would be measured in a different way than other people are typically measured. He'd be measured by whether he created jobs or not. He hasn't.
Republican nominee Mitt Romney following up his acceptance speech last night with a morning rally in Florida. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown live in Lakeland.
Lisa, flanked by a gigantic American flag and his new airplane, freshly painted with his logo and his slogan, Believe in America, GOP nominee Mitt Romney said goodbye to his supporters here. Among them is Pam Keene, who thinks Romney endeared himself to a nation in his speech last night.
He put himself more out there, you know, because he does, I think, have a little bit of that shy side that he doesn't want to share. And I think that's what we a lot of people are wanting to see.
Romney is headed for a last-minute trip to New Orleans to console victims of Hurricane Isaac, Lisa.
Evan, the president visits Fort Bliss in Texas today, and the White House has just confirmed en route that he will visit Isaac-ravaged